Good evening and welcome to another session of Agar Meditation. I am Dr. Mahesh Krishnamurthy with all of you. Thank you so much for joining today. Today's topic that we have is humankind, the inner journey. The very term mankind or humankind primarily refers to the very nature of our existence. Mankind, humankind, our very nature is kindness. But today, by force of habit and from learning from the people around us, the only thing that we find is anger, aggression, frustration, irritation, judgment, envy, jealousy, hatred. We have sadness, sorrow, grief, and fear in the forms of anxiety and restlessness. Kindness doesn't even figure amongst this list. It's somewhere in the corner, hidden away from all of humanity. Kindness is something that must start from within us. It's not about being kind to others, it's about being kind to oneself. We have to first be kind to ourselves. We are ruthless with ourselves, whether it is criticizing ourselves, judging ourselves, disliking ourselves, not liking the color of our skin, not liking the shape of our body, not liking the hair, not liking the skin, not liking different aspects of our physical existence. And again, wondering what other people think about us. There's so much stress in our existence from the way that we allow others to perceive us and the way we allow ourselves to get affected by other people's judgment of us. All of this is just the opposite of kindness. Barely do we realize the whole purpose of our existence. If you look at every aspect of nature, it's not different from us. It's not that man versus nature. It's not man versus another creature. We are no different from every other creature that exists on this planet. The only difference between us and other aspects of nature is that we let our creation loose. We just let it loose and we went berserk with our creation. Every other form of nature also uses creativity in its own way. For example, we all have studied in our school books how a crow, when it does not get water, puts pebbles into the water and gets the water table to rise so it can fetch that water. We've also seen that in social media, in videos. Similarly, we have seen chimpanzees, which want to eat termites, make use of straws or sticks to eat the termites. And similarly, we have seen so many other manifestations of creativity amongst nature. But the only difference between us and them is that we let our creativity loose, and to an extent where kindness doesn't even figure in our creativity. If you look at our ancestors, they used banana leaves. They used leaves of other trees to make plates. It's not that they lacked intelligence. It's just that they preferred to live as close to nature as possible. But today we all need our own houses, concrete buildings with all facilities, so much so that we have come so far away from nature that when it rains, if we are wet in the rain, we catch a cold. But in reality, rain cleanses us. It does not cause fever, but we have separated ourselves so much from nature that we today fall sick not because of rain, but because of what is in our belly and what is in our blood. So this is an opportunity for us to get back to kindness once again, to be kind with ourselves, only because if we are not kind with ourselves, we cannot be kind to others. It'll just be a facade, a drama. of being kind to others, and then it is followed by an expectation, and that causes pain, misery, and suffering, which lives longer than the lifetime of the experience. Let us get back to this kindness, and today we're going to have a slightly different kind of a session where we would all participate. But to start with, first let us start with the Maypole meditation to center our awareness, because that's where everything comes from. So let us begin this practice. For all those who are new, think, imagine, visualize or feel that you are sitting in a golden circle of light. This light is as wide as our outstretched arm, this fingers extended. So if you are sitting on a couch, make sure that you are sitting at the edge of the couch so your back is straight. If you are sitting on the ground, make sure you are not using a backrest. Even if you are sitting on a chair, please do not use the backrest. Move away from the backrest. Move a little forward. If you are sitting on the ground, you can use a stack of pillows or a blanket for you to just lift your hips up just right enough so your back can be upright. Now think, imagine, visualize or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. You can replace this sphere with any name and form that you worship or adore. It could be a god, it could be a figurine of a god, goddess, or it could be a guru. Whichever name and form you adore, you can replace the sphere with that name and form. Now, in your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat and walking up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through its ribbon, its relaxing energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any anxiety, any restlessness, any clutter, any overcrowding thoughts, any worries, any tensions that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress, any anger, disappointment, any grudges, any judgments that you may be carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative memories, negative experiences, negative judgments that you may be carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any weakness, or even a sense of fatigue that you may be carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any judgments, any guilt, any sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, anything that makes you say you don't deserve this love. Just breathe it all out. Now come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. Kindness. To be kind with oneself is very simple but not easy. It's because most of us have got so habituated to judging, to passing judgments, that we do the same thing with ourselves. Every time we do something, if it's not right, we are not kind with ourselves. We reprimand ourselves. We scold ourselves. We use swear words because something did not occur the way it was meant to. The outcome was different from how you thought it would be. It could be at a traffic signal. It could be while you're sticking something on a paper. It could be while you are signing and your hands were sweaty. It could be anything for that matter. Even for that matter, if you did not realize what you had to do and did something else instead. At all times, be kind with yourselves. We are either careless or we are deliberate. These are the only two ways that we behave. There are no mistakes. Either you're careless, ignorance also comes under carelessness, or you are deliberate. And while we are careless or deliberate, either ways, Be kind with yourselves. Be kind because you are careless and that now you will improve. If you are deliberate, then tell yourself that I need to soften myself. I need to become kinder. And kindness comes when you experience life. Kindness is not something that can be practiced without having an experience at first. When a mother bears a child, she understands what pain is all about. She becomes kinder. When man loses his wealth, and when a man finds it difficult to find food when he is hungry, he understands what suffering really means. So when you face adversity, that's when you actually become kinder. But there are certain exceptions where adversity can make people even more rough and where they become arrogant because of how they chose to overcome their adversity. But we are not looking at those exceptions. We are just looking at those people who have learned to become kind. People who found adverse situations while they studied will be kinder with people who find learning difficult. So at every moment, instead of judging other people, first be kind with them. And to be kind with them, first be kind with yourself. If you woke up late, if you're in a rush, don't be harsh with yourself. If you're in a traffic and you're getting late, don't beat yourself up or don't be harsh with your family members or the traffic. So how should we be? If we must not be this and that, then how must we be? Isn't that the question? First and foremost thing, treat yourself well. So give yourself a good name. So would you like to call yourself Sweetie? Would you like to call yourself Honey? Would you like to call yourself any Indian name? In southern India, we have beautiful names, Kanda, Bangara, Kusu. We have so many beautiful names to address someone in a really kind manner. So how would you like to call yourself? Give yourself a kind name. So I'm going to ask you, if you will, you can unmute and give yourself and tell me what would be the kind name that you would give yourself. Is there anyone here who would want to start? Anyone here? I call myself Sweetheart. Yes, Ravi Kumar.
Yeah, I would call myself Buddy.
Buddy. Okay, very good. Anyone else? You could start. Yes, Yeshu.
Sir, I want to call myself as Bangara.
Bangara, very good.
I would like to call myself Ammu.
Ammu, very good. That's very sweet. Anyone else? Yes, Vijayalakshmi.
I'll call myself Pattichellam.
Pattichellam, okay. All right. So, thank you. So, what we are going to do now, and I would want each one of you to name yourself, to give this beautiful name to yourself. So, every time you get angry, let's say that you slip and you get angry, tell yourself, Bangaru, just calm down. Don't be so angry. So don't talk to others about judging. First, talk to yourself. Be kind to yourself. You can say, Patichalam, what are you doing? Be kind. All right? So if you want to call yourself, they say, hey, buddy, calm down. So keep calming yourself down. Don't fall into adversity. Adverse situations come to us. This is what I believe, adverse situations come to us because we are ready for an upgrade. And God or nature or consciousness or the universe is putting us to a test to find out, are you really ready? And if you slipped at that moment, he says, not yet. Maybe we need to give him some more time. And then you go through the same experiences in a different way. You don't go through the same person's experience, but you go through different kinds of experiences. When that happens, then you meet with other kinds of experiences, which again take you back into the test. And when you pass, you get the upgrade. This is what happens with all of us unconditionally. God, nobody is excluded. Everybody goes through their experience. But the more the upgrades, the more harsh the experience seems to be. Because the stronger that you get, the more difficult the experience. Because you are moving up the ladder. Imagine a pyramid. There are millions of people, literally millions and millions of people, who go without food. And then there are so many people who go without shelter. There are so many people who find it difficult to clothe themselves decently. And there are so many people who find a decent housing. There are so many people who live in a sociable locality or a community. There's so many people who find an opportunity, do not find an opportunity to talk to decent people. And there are so many ones who fall prey to judgment. So if you look up these kind of experiences, you will see the numbers go on decreasing. And you can see that there are very few people who can really stand an adverse situation. Right? The numbers get lesser and lesser. So at every moment, you are an example for the people who are having experiences, who have just been introduced to this world. For example, the ones who are born and the ones who are young, ones who are growing, the older ones are all examples. Everyone starts off with an adversity. Everyone starts off with an adversity. So when you are born, when you were born, the first person who held you was not your mother. The first person who held you was the nurse or the midwife. That's where your adversity begins. You have a shock of a different warmth, a warmth which is unfamiliar to you. It's not your mother's warmth, it's someone else. And that's where your adversity begins. So all your life, you are going to face adversity. And to showcase this, we had consciousness manifest itself in human form. You had Rama, who was sent away to forest for 14 years at a young age. And then he was out for 14 years. And you had Krishna, who was born in a prison, and soon after his birth, he was taken away from his mother. If you look at many of these examples, you will see that all these were adversities that we have not faced. Even at this age that we are not comfortable stepping out of home without our gadgets and without our credit cards, our debit cards, our money, and our plan A, plan B, plan C. Without all of that, we are not ready to step out. And we had all these people who are manifestations of divinity face maximum adversity. Many years ago, I was in Rishikesh, and there was this Swamiji who sent me a letter, and he wrote in this letter something that still stuck in my mind. And he wrote in the letter that soon after Krishna was born, he was taken away from his mother. And at a very young age, he had to kill his own maternal uncle. And then he faced so many adversities that so many demons who wanted to take his life, and there was the snake, and on top of which, there's so many people who put their faith in him, and he had to stand up for his whole community. And all this happened at a very young age. And then at the grand old age of, with the war of Kurukshetra, he had to boldly instruct Arjuna to kill his own cousins. And in all of this, he never lost his smile. Think about this. How bad is our situation if you just look up the examples that Devanti has left for us to follow? How bad is our condition, really? You cannot say those were the old times, these are the new times, there are far more challenges than they had. No. They're all, those examples stay contemporary across times. Even today, those examples hold good. It's the same humankind. Even then, we had people who were vicious, who were vengeful, who were deceitful. Even now, we have all those people. It's just that the only thing that changed from then to now is the attire, but the mindset still continue. Even today, in all of us, the same mindsets are alive, only because we choose to be careless or we choose to be deliberate, but we are not kind. So from today, I ask you to be kind to yourself. The world cannot become a better place without us starting it. We have to start making this world a better place. It has to start somewhere. So why not start here? Why not start with me? Why not start with you? So what is stopping you from being kind? Is there anyone here who has a challenge in being kind? This is your opportunity. We can have this as a forum to face these adversities and see if there's something that we can do about it. Is there anyone here who finds it very difficult to be kind?
I find it very difficult.
Yes.
Yes, because many times I have not experienced it. If somebody is showing kindness to me, I feel very awkward, very difficult. I like it, but very difficult to accept it and express it also.
What does it mean by being kind? What do you think being kind means?
Just smiling at them and saying that it's okay, I'm there with you. It's a very, very difficult thing for me to tell that.
Are you scared of commitment?
I'm not scared of commitment. I am very committed and I take a lot of responsibilities. Probably, as you said, my adversities had made me a little rough rather than being kind.
So since you have faced adversities, so shouldn't you be kind?
I have not learned that. I would love to be, I want to be, but practicing is what is making it difficult. When by nature, when I'm doing something, I tend to be rude and rough, but I know that I should be kind. Practicing is what is lacking.
Okay, so I have a question for you. So had your adversity, has it left you hurt?
A lot.
You have to work with yourself. Right? You have to work with yourself. Unless you work with your hurt feelings, you cannot be kind.
Yes.
Then you would get into a habit of caring less. Right? You would care less primarily because you will get into this justification that someone said, I'm finding it difficult. You would say, do you even know what I have gone through? Right? So you get into this point of confrontation very easily. You have to work with your hurt feelings. That's the right way to go. The reason being, like I told you, adversities come to us because we are ready for an upgrade. This is what life is all about. The more adversities you face, not that you must, the more you will learn, the stronger you become. What I mean by becoming stronger is that you shake less, you shiver less, you shudder less, and you just look at the adversity and you just ask, what can I do about this? How can I go about it? Instead of screaming, oh my God, no, no, no. Instead of screaming, you just stop at it and you question, what can I do about this? That's what being strong really means. So you need to work with your hurt feelings. So we have certain audios in the Agar group which can help you overcome the hurt feelings, and we are here to help you. You can contact my office if you need help. We are here to help you. Is there anyone else who finds it difficult to be kind? There's another thing that Hari Rajeshwari brought about is accept receiving kindness. When you're too judgmental with yourself, you feel you don't deserve kindness. Is there anyone here who finds it difficult to receive kindness? I personally know a few people in this group who find it very difficult, who find it awkward. They actually find it very unpleasant when someone is being kind with them. Is anyone here who finds it difficult to receive kindness? Yes, Amlata, please unmute. What do you want to unmute, or is this just showing your hand? That I find it awkward. All right. So the way forward is to make it a habit to receive kindness. All right. Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes. Yes.
I too have the same difficulty, sir. I cannot accept the kindness.
All right. Thank you. See, yes, sir. The world is. It's not a difficult place. Now, kindness is our very nature. So when you receive kindness, it just makes you belong. It just makes you easier to deal with yourself. The only reason why you would not want to be kind with yourself is because you're too tough with yourself. Calm down. So give yourself a beautiful name and calm yourself down. When someone is being kind with yourself, smile at them. You don't know whether they are being genuine or whether they are just putting up a face. It doesn't matter. But they are making an effort, aren't they? And you don't know for what they're making an effort. It doesn't matter. When someone is being kind or trying to be kind, you can smile at them. They're at least trying. You don't have to judge, you don't have to shy away. You can just stay there, receive that kindness and say, thank you for being kind. It feels good. Make it a habit. Make it a start. All right? Make it a start. Give yourself a good start. And when you give yourself a start, that is the first time is the time when it is unpleasant. But as you do this, over and over, it becomes easy. For example, I wanted to strike up conversations with people, with random people whom I don't even know. So I would walk and somebody, I notice someone, I would say, what is the good thing about this person? And it could be a trouser, it could be shoes, it could be the glasses, it could be the shirt, or it could be a sari. I just walk up to them and then comment. It could be their hair, it could be their hairdo. I just comment to them and said, wow, this looks good on you. And then that strikes up a conversation. All right, I actually went up to a person and said, good shoes. What do you do? He said, I'm a neurosurgeon. I said, wow, I practice Ayurveda. All right, so, and then we chatted a good 2-3 minutes. We exchanged our numbers with just that. So similarly, make it a habit to be kind and to receive kindness. Take it as an experiment. What do you say, all of you? Are you all ready to take this as a weekly experiment to be kind? How many of you are willing? Let's be kind and let's receive kindness. Again, nothing to lose. There's absolutely nothing to lose. This is not a transaction. There's no money to pay. Nothing of that sort. Just an assignment to be kind and to receive kindness. So don't look at any stature. It could be an auto rickshaw driver, a taxi driver. You could just say, thank you, have a good day. All right, if you're flying at the airport, if you look at the ticket counter, you can say good morning. That's being kind. How has your day been? That's being kind. Have you had your breakfast? That's being kind. And at the end of your transaction, you say, thank you. You've been very kind. That's being kind. Have a pleasant day. It makes a big difference. You have no idea how many people are going through such troubled times and nobody told them that you can be kind. And you can be that person who can tell them, you're looking good today. You can tell them, nice lipstick. You can tell them, you look very smart. Yes, Hari Rajeshwari.
When you're talking this, now I realize why we are not very kind to many people, because I think from childhood we have been told don't smile at unnecessary things, or don't talk to strangers, try to judge others, what is the intention they are behaving with us. I think that is a deep-rooted thought process that has been built in us. I think when you're talking all this, probably I'm realizing that we need to break all the thought process that has been built into us at various stages of life.
Thanks. I'm so happy for you that you reflected in such a short span and you have come so clear with the reason. Fantastic. So now you can start. Now you know where the obstacle lies and now you can break it. So now you can start being, but yes, you have to be discerning, which means that you have to be clear in your head whom you're going to do it to. You, for example, a woman, it wouldn't be appropriate for her to walk up to some random man and say that you look very handsome. That wouldn't be appropriate. It would be still kind, but wouldn't be appropriate for a simple reason that you never know what kind of intentions they have, which is right. But you can go to another woman and say that your sari really looks good, right? So kindness doesn't require you to go to a man or for me to go to a woman and say things, not to everybody. But yes, we have all kinds of people on the street, okay? But kindness doesn't mean going and helping someone when they don't need your help, all right? So I remember I have told this in this group before, and I've shared this at other places as well. I was walking with my daughter, and there was this elderly lady who was probably in her late 70s who was walking with 2 plastic bags full of vegetables. She was walking up the gradient, her back was hunched. All right, we were just walking in opposite directions, and we were walking towards her, and her sari pallu was pinned to her blouse, but it had fallen forward. And I told my daughter, stop, can you please correct her pallu? Can you just put it up her shoulder? And that's all the help that lady needed, because she had her self-respect in place. So she wouldn't probably hand over those bags to us and have us walk in the opposite direction. She would be really awkward, I thought. So the little kindness that we could show was to correct her sari pallu. She looked at us with a smile and said, thank you. It was so cute. And that's the kind of kindness we can practice. It does not have to be a big thing. It can be a small thing. You could let someone pass by when someone is honking and someone is just coming the opposite way, and you know the lane is really thin, narrow, and it would make sense for the other person to go. You can just let the other person pass. That is also kindness. So choose what kind of kindness you would like to practice. It could be random acts of kindness every day. So you can practice the way of kindness, and kindness really enhances your self-worth. You would feel great when you are being kind to someone. But when you feel great, just don't lose your awareness and go berserk. Maintain your awareness every single time you're being kind to someone. So with this, we will have a small, very small meditation to just return to happiness, and then end this session. So if you will, just sit straight. Remember the golden circle that you were sitting in. Hold on to your ribbon that you picked from the tall pole. Ask your higher consciousness to raise your awareness to a point of happiness, a place where you see happiness. Do not expect anything to happen. Do not look up to anything. Just ask and let it be. In your inner scene, see, imagine, think, visualize, or feel an experience of your entire family is sitting together, giggling and laughing for no reason. Imagine it's happening now. Live the moment. Come back to conscious awareness. And open your eyes. Some of you were happy, giggled, but very soon went into sadness that these moments don't no longer exist. So you can bring it out. You can bring out the kindness now. So that can trigger your happiness once again. It does not have to be the same way that it was in the past. It can be a new setting. You can start being kind, happy. We can start all of those beautiful ways of living today from now. All right? So don't be harsh with yourself anymore. Be kind with yourselves and let kindness flow to you and let kindness flow through you to everyone. Let's make our existence a happier one. Are there any questions, comments before we end the session? Anyone who felt really ecstatic with this experience? Anyone who felt happy?
Yeah, I felt happy.
Thank you. Thank you. So be happy. Keep laughing. Keep smiling. Be kind. And when you have to be firm, you have to be firm. But firmness is not anger. So when you have to tell your child to do something, you have to be firm. You have to tell nothing doing. You have to do it. But you can still be happy but not be stern. You can be firm but not be happy. All right? With this, we'll end today's session. Thank you so much for joining. Let's all be happy. Let's all be kind with ourselves, kinder with others. And let's meet again next Saturday. Until then, have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week ahead. Lots of love to all of you. And we'll send out a small form for you to fill where you can track how many times you were kind this coming week. So you know what is possible by you. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful week and a beautiful weekend. Lots of love.